Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back. We have a live show tonight, and it is August 20th, 2017. Are you a hot mess? Did you get that headline tonight? Call in and let's clean up your life. Ask your questions. Let's find your solutions to the life you want. Seriously, isn't it time to take control of your life and understand what you're doing wrong or what you can do better? We can all be better to reach our dreams, work toward them step by step together. We can do that. The number here is 657-383-0732. And this is Create New Order. www.createneworder.com is my website. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. And again, call in tonight and ask and join the conversation. Find out, are you a hot mess? And what are you going to do about it? 657-383-0732. Thank you, bensound.com, for the lead-in music, the break music. Your unlicensed music choices do make me happy. Happiness is the name of the lead-in for this show. Absolutely glorious weekend here on the East Coast. New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Delaware. I've been all around town, and Girl in Town has a few things to share with you as well. We're going to talk about posses and your social circle. Part of being a hot mess is not having a social circle and not knowing how to get one and tap into the resources that you might need to find people just like you. What are you doing about what's in front of you, and how do you get interesting? What do you need to add in your life to change things so that you're not a hot mess? You're just hot. We're all hot, aren't we, inside? We want to show the world just exactly what we're all about, the good things about us. When I was growing up, everybody always told me beauty came from the inside. Well, you know what? Shine. Shine on the outside, too, so that people open up, see you for who you are. You don't have to be a supermodel. You don't have to wear makeup. You don't have to go through all kinds of expensive treatments and changes. Just be your best you. Be fit. Be strong. Be healthy. Tonight in my glass, what's in my glass? No, I'm not going to talk about just alkaline water like I usually do. I have alkaline water, yes, but in it is green superfoods. The green wheatgrass powder that you add to your water, and it's got some amazing immune system boosters, high in vitamins K and A and C and B, calcium and iron in this, to give you a little jolt and a little boost if you're a little bit run down, which I've been a little bit run down because I've been busy working. I have some great, strong announcements to make next month as I create new order for myself, and I will start on my blog post explaining this transformation and helping you by showing you exactly how reinventing yourself can be exciting and a little scary at the same time, but will create new order in your life if you choose to make the decisions and change what you want to change. Once again, for guest call-in, 657-383-0732. We have a call on the line that's been holding. I'm going to pick up 631 area code ending in ending in 257. Hi, this is Jennifer. Welcome to the show. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello. This is Jennifer.
You want me to put it on
one more second. I'm going to disconnect you. Okay, maybe they were holding on to another call. We have another caller at 804, ending in 139. This is Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Jennifer.
This
How
you?
Are you? Yes.
How are you? I did get your message the other day. You know, I owe you a phone call off air. How are you?
I'm doing well, and things are happening so quickly. That's why I left a message. I don't want to lose track here, but I really have to move along with so much that's going on in the world. It has to change from chaos to love and spirituality. So you just hang in there. You're doing great with what you're doing, but you catch up with me whenever you can. And I just learned something funny too, as I get teased once in a while by somebody who's very spiritual. If you Google HU, it's a chant, and there's actually a place in the city that's the headquarters, I think, for the organization. But HU is the sound of God, supposedly.
Oh,
now,
is that
I make. I make no claim for that, but I co-create with God, so that's what I'm happy to do.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, you might be able to pull it right up while we're speaking just to see, because it does change your vibration, and I think when you start doing it, it may improve a lot of things that you're already doing, especially that tennis game.
And I've been working hard at that. That's for sure.
I hear that. Yes, that's great. Are you ready
better.
For the U.S. Open yet?
I don't think so. I think as an audience member, yes.
Yeah, well, I did meet John McEnroe a number of years back. But
did you?
Well, when I was young, we belonged to the Atlantic Beach Club on the South Shore, and I actually took lessons from a tennis pro, and unfortunately, he was jogging along the beach and had a heart attack and passed, but I never could find him. His name was Ed McDonald, and he had his own pro shop, and they were using the gut rackets back then, so I had one custom fitted to my hand grip and everything, but he could hold like 10 tennis balls in his hand, and he would hit it. He didn't have to take more than a couple of steps. He could return anything almost. He's a big guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't say that I can return anything, but I'm getting better and better.
Well, again, it's just using that form and keeping the racket level and the eye on the ball all the time. You know all that already. So.
Exactly. And you know exactly when you take your eye off the ball because you miss.
Yeah. Do you have a bullet serve? Do you have a good serve?
My serve is getting better. It is not great. But it's getting much better. I'm finally getting the knack of spinning it and really getting some power behind it. So that's coming along. My best, the way I can describe me as a player is that I don't have a great serve, but it's getting better. I do well on the court. So if I play, I may not always win, but you really have to work to win. I don't give it up easy.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is correct. You got to get out and play all the time as much as possible, because that is a sport that you'll lose it very quickly if you don't keep active with it. So there are indoor courts. Have you ever done the paddle ball at all? In the winter. Yeah, I don't know if that helps or not for tennis in the winter when you have to get out of the elements. But anyway, I did leave a message a while back, too. Did you ever catch up with that reporter? I thought that was interesting that she went to Bethany, Delaware, too.
Exactly. I didn't catch up with her, but you know, I know you and I have talked, and like I said just a few minutes ago on the show, is that I have a lot of changes and a lot of transformations coming up to announce in the next couple of weeks. I'll talk to you off air about that. because I'll be able to connect with you a little bit more as well in the next couple of weeks as I revamp and create my new order.
Wonderful.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to take up your show. I know you have a lot to cover always.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I'm always up till midnight. And so when I know you're busy all the time, too. So it's just a delight to find you doing what you're doing. And I think you can really enhance it even further once we do talk a little bit more. So I want to see you have your dream come true for that cottage by the sea or the ocean, wherever it is.
It's always in my sights, that's for sure. So excellent, thanks. And I will definitely, I say it every time, but this is getting closer and closer that we will get together. So I will give you a call and we'll talk some more.
All right, I'll let you continue on with the show, and thank you for taking my call. And everybody, hopefully, if you learn about the hue, just to hum that or say it, whatever, it might shift the energies to positive energies that we can have a more peaceful, loving future for all of mankind. Thank you again, and everybody can at least pray. We can do that.
I agree. Okay, Hugh, thanks for calling.
Take care.
Okay, good night. So interesting. I think I'll have to have him on the show for the whole show at some point. Thanks for calling, Hugh. And this is Jennifer Ryan at Create New Order Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in is 657-383-0732. If you want to talk about building your posse, your friendships, are you a hot mess? Often we lose sight of what we should be doing to improve our lives. You know, we're talking about tennis, and we're talking about getting out there, practicing, competing, working on your game. Well, that's about life. Anything needs to be worked on, whether it's how you look, how you present yourself, how you're perceived, how you want to present, and maybe you just don't know how. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a coffee shop to do some work. I took my laptop and I came home from work, believe it or not, and I changed, showered, changed, got myself dressed, went to a coffee shop because I had a lot of things to do. I had a lot of things to work on that I'm saving, and I'm going to keep you in suspense for a couple of weeks until I make these announcements. And I was working hard, and it was a Friday evening, and I went. And two people I encountered in this coffee shop. One was a gentleman who was probably in my age group, and he had some sort of accent. He was fit, he was stylishly dressed, and he had the worst body odor, almost knocked me over. He interrupted me to be courteous and ask if it was okay if he plugged in his iPhone behind me because it wasn't charging all day, and for some reason when he plugs in here, it charges. And I sort of was talking to him over my shoulder, and I was really busy doing what I was doing, and I was trying to be polite but not engage because I was seriously into what I was working on. And finally, he kept talking to me, and then he introduced himself. So I knew I had to turn around, and I turned around and extended my hand to say hello, and I almost fell over. I almost fell over, and God bless my brother Bill. I channeled him, and I thought about him because my brother Bill would have just said to the man, "Man, you stink." Well, I didn't do that, and I didn't say a word about it. I just stayed very polite, and I said, "Excuse me, you know, I'm in the middle of a project. It was nice to meet you," and off I went back into my laptop. He's a hot mess. That is the definition of a hot mess in one respect. This man is attractive looking, dresses well, probably not too cheaply either. And I don't know if it's cultural or if it's just poor grooming or maybe it's a medical condition, but this man smelled so bad. It was almost, I just couldn't believe it. There was no way I could sit and talk with him. So that's a hot mess. Do you know? Do you know what's going on with yourself? Do you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you check yourself with your regular everyday grooming, man or woman? Because now let me tell you about another woman in another coffee shop a week later. A week later, Friday night again, I went to a different coffee shop so I could sit and do my work. And I observe people. I watch people. I watch body language. Sometimes I listen to conversations as well. You learn things about people as you observe them. And I enjoy it. And when I'm working and I take a break or I need to think about something, I'll look around and I'll look around at my surroundings. And there was a woman who could have been very attractive, older woman, probably in my same age bracket. And her clothing wasn't terrible. She had a few extra pounds on her, like most of us do. And she had an expression as if she was angry and kept her hair long and obviously didn't comb it. She left the house and did not comb her hair. You don't have to wear makeup. You don't have to have a fancy hairstyle. You don't have to go to great lengths, but you know, some basic tidying up would keep you from being described as a hot mess. She was a hot mess. So this is what I'm talking about. What are you missing about yourself that makes you look like you're not in control of your life? Maybe you're not in control of your life and this is a symptom. Either way, this is where you begin to create your life. This is where you start to make a difference every single day in the attention that you give yourself so that what you're perceived as is different. When you are not taking care of yourself, when you are not grooming in the most basic way, wash your face, throw on a little moisturizer, comb your hair, tie it back or don't tie it back, fluff it up a little bit, and go out and put a smile on your face, people will talk to you. I guarantee it. If you do just that basic thing, you don't have to have makeup on. Men, you don't even have to do the tidying up shaving that you might do. And if you have a beard, you know, leave it a little scruffy or maybe even tailor it. Do whatever makes you happy. Make that extra step, but clean up your skin a little bit and put a smile on your face and check your deodorant. The fact of the matter is that people are going to be attracted to people who are attractive. And I'm not saying supermodel here. Basic stuff. Put a smile on your face. Wash your hair, comb it, and go out. Keep yourself tidy, whether you have a few pounds on or not. Listen, sometimes I go out and I have these really, really shabby sneakers and my some worn shirts. And I'll throw a pair of shorts on and put on a worn button-down shirt or a holy sweatshirt, 100% cotton sweatshirt that has some holes and it's tattered. And I'll throw that on with some tattered sneakers and I go out because I'm super comfortable. I'm always kept. My hair is done. Generally, when I dress like that, I probably am wearing mascara and lipstick. It's a look and it's a comfortable look and I love feeling worn and comfortable. If somebody doesn't talk to me based on that, based on that I'm wearing that, that's okay. I'm comfortable. But here's the deal. People will talk to me. People do smile back when I smile at them, regardless, because it's a look. It's sort of like a shabby chic kind of clothing look. And I wear it and I'm done and I'm happy and I'm open to having a conversation. This is Jennifer Ryan, Create New Order Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. Give a call at 657-383-0732 to ask your questions, to weigh in on the fact that you may be a hot mess or you're not, or you understand other people who may be a hot mess and what you observe and what you think people should do to clean up their lives. 570, welcome to the show. This is Jennifer. How can you contribute to tonight? Hello?
Good evening, Jennifer. Yes, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Good evening. Happy Lord's Day and God bless.
God bless you. What are you asking about being a hot mess?
Well, I just want to say that Listening to your show, especially the last caller, this show, I'm very thankful for it. So God bless this show for sure. And on top of all that, Jennifer, for you hosting this, God bless you.
I thank you.
You're quite welcome. And, you know, before I get into it, the more I think about it, you know, God bless Blog Talk Radio, you know, for having this forum for you, Jennifer, where you can talk about these things. So God bless Blog Talk Radio.
I agree.
And
Uh-oh, I think we just lost the call. Give a call back. I didn't get your name. Once again, 657-383-0732. This is Create New Order Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. Now, creating your posse. The reason that I wanted to talk about creating your posse and making friendships and enhancing your life, influencing yourself to find your happiness, was because during the week, we ran a show last Sunday night, but during the week, I read a post of somebody who is connected with me through social media, and he went to a seminar. And I couldn't get him on the show tonight. And he went to a seminar with Stephen Mansfield this past week or within the last 2 weeks. And Stephen Mansfield is an author of several books. And the reason he went to this seminar with Stephen Mansfield is because Stephen Mansfield's newest book is called Building Your Band of Brothers. Now, I was fascinated by the idea of this book because I myself, after relocating over the last 5 years, twice, actually sort of three times, because I am down in Delaware quite often as well, I learned that it's challenging to make new connections when you relocate. And it's challenging as an adult to make friends. And as a female, I have a female perspective on making friends. And I'm wondering if making friends for women is easier than it is for men. I don't know. I'm not in man's shoes. But this was interesting to me to see this book and this author come to light in my world. So I wanted to download the Audible version of this book, Building Your Band of Brothers, but there isn't one. I was going to listen to it on my long drive Friday and then on my long drive of return. But what I did do is I did order it through Kindle. It has been downloaded. I have not read it yet. But the description of the book, or one of the descriptions, is that modern men have lost the skill of teaming with other men to help each other achieve true manhood. And it being a lost art. And Stephen Mansfield put this book together to help men master the art and reclaim the skills of building the team of brothers that leads to masculine success. So it's an inspirational guide that talks about the essential steps for building a noble team of men in pursuit of manly excellence. And he insists that these steps are achievable by every man and that they will lead to fulfillment and fun to last a lifetime. I was so impressed by this book, just the description and hearing about a motivational weekend that men could go and experience, because I happen to know many men who do not have close male friendships. They don't have best friends or even a social circle or circle of friends, and they also don't have relationships, a love relationship in their life. And I'm wondering what the connection between male friends and healthy relationships in marriage or in long-term relationships with women or other men, depending on who your love partner is, what the relationship is and how important it is. Because to be honest with you, my friends are incredibly important to me. They are resources for me for fun and excitement. They're resources for me to call and cry on their shoulders or to offer a shoulder for them to cry on. And having those friendships are so incredibly valuable to me, and cultivating them is also incredibly important. When relocating, I moved further away from my circle of friends. And I knew when I moved away that I needed to start building new friendships and new relationships close by. So you have somebody to go to coffee with, or maybe go to the beach with, or maybe take a long walk with, spend some time together, maybe have a little holiday party or get invited to one. So I knew building my friendships had to happen. And as a social person, I think I have stronger skills in that area to find the avenues to find people. So what did I do? Business-wise, it's very easy for me to make connections because I know where to go with that. You join local groups, you join local networking groups, you join business groups, and you start going to meetings and events as a member so that you meet other people. And I've met a couple of pretty nice friends through that situation, through the business networking piece. I also sought out tennis. I sought out the tennis clubs in the area. I sought out clinics. I sought out anything that would get me a game so that I could, of course, play because I love to play, but also find other people in the area that perhaps could hang around with. So I've met quite a few people in that way too, and I've landed in a few groups playing tennis that have been incredibly supportive for me and fun. These people are generous, fun. They get competitive, but not like throw your racket on the court competitive. We just have fun. We enjoy playing the game. We enjoy practicing. We enjoy getting better. So these books, and I started looking around at other books to give suggestions, and there are plenty of them. Next, I will be reading Building Your Band of Brothers by Stephen Mansfield, and perhaps he will come on the show and discuss this in building social circles so people can hear some firsthand stories and advice. Like me, going out and meeting people, you have to put yourself out there. That's the whole point. You can't sit and complain that you're lonely unless you have gone out there and done everything within your power to go and meet somebody else. But if you don't meet people and you're out there and about really not finding common interests with anybody, then I would tell you to start looking in the mirror and see what you're bringing to the table, what you're offering, what other people think about you or may think about you. That's where you need to clean up your life. That's where you need to really look at yourself and say, hey, what do I have to offer? And what would somebody find interesting about me? And start working on it. Start working on it every day. Little steps toward anything you want in your life is how you begin. That is how you start cleaning up things. If you're a negative person, or say you use a lot of foul language, which many of us do, especially when we become frustrated or angry, those things need to be cleaned up because those things most likely would turn off other people and may not want to be around you. Think about that in cleaning up your life. What do other people see? What do other people hear? When you look in the mirror and you're going out, do you make an excuse for how you look, that you haven't combed your hair or put on something decent to wear because you just want to be comfortable? I on purpose wear things that are a little tattered or torn. There's a style to that. There's a way of walking into a room just like that, that people see who you are. And maybe the outfit is a conversation, not just your own personal comfort. But are you wearing a stained, boxy t-shirt that should have been eliminated from your wardrobe years ago? Are you wearing clothes that are too tight, too loose? Maybe you look like a bad person because everything's too baggy. Well, God bless you for losing some weight, but why not go and treat yourself to something that flatters you? Go buy yourself an outfit that makes you feel good about yourself. Because really, ultimately, it's about you. It's not about other people. It's about what feels good to you. Instead of just going in your closet and saying, hey, I'll just throw this on. No. Go iron it and put it on and walk straight, shoulders back, proud, smiling. You never know what's going to happen or who you're going to meet. The second book I want to recommend is Friendships Don't Just Happen, A Guide to Creating a Meaningful Circle of Friends. What does that mean to you? And who are you in the friendship world? Are you a friend, or are you just a person who's going to suck the life out of somebody else? What is it that you're offering and bringing to the table? Join a group. Honestly, I will tell you that is the best way to meet other people that will enhance your life and that you can enhance theirs, because you're going to have a common interest because you joined the same group. People don't go to groups just to meet somebody and have no interest in the topic. You go to a group and say, if I meet somebody, great, but if I don't, at least I got some information from the topic. Go to lectures, talks, book clubs. Go find a tennis game. Go find a leisureclick.com website that has something to do with your interests. Are you a jewelry maker? Do you love Legos? Or do you draw? Do you paint? Join your art guild. Join a group. Go find people who do what you do and go do it with them. Put yourself out there. Say hello, be graceful, and have some fun. That's how you start to build friendships and get invited out and get invited into circles. This is Jennifer Ryan. This is Blog Talk Radio. Are you a hot mess? Call in tonight. Let's clean up your life. This is 657-383-0732 is the number. And you can always check us out on my website, www.createneworder.com, or email me. If you can't call in live, email during the week, and I will read your email on the air, and we can discuss it for all the listeners. And you can do that at solutions@createneworder.com. Once again, the call in is 657-383-0732. And I am here to talk about building a posse and building your band of brothers. Start cleaning up your life so you are not a hot mess. Girl in Town is coming up next. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Transformations coming up for Create New Order and Jennifer Ryan, and we're going to start sharing that with you as life lessons that maybe you can adopt some of the changes that I've made, or at least the steps to make them. It's really all about putting the focus in to reach your goals and hit those thresholds, hit the mark. I always say, and if I worked with you, you know it, and if I haven't worked with you, you will know it, that today I have to hit my marks. And what does that mean, hit your marks? Call in at 657-383-0732, and let's talk about you hitting your marks. Your marks are the goals that you set for yourself, and if you need to make an impact on 10 people today, and you know that you're going to meet with 10 people today, and you know that you need to offer them a service or an assistance in what they need in their life today, those are the marks that you have to hit. And sometimes there are a lot of marks to hit in one day. So when you need to be on, tell yourself you will hit your marks. That's one of the first steps that you need to make, is grab hold of the strength and the courage to dedicate yourself to hitting the marks. Once you hit one by one by one and cross them off, you're that much closer to where you want to be. And you won't be a hot mess. You'll just be hot. Call in and join the conversation at 657-383-0732. And right now, let's talk about what National Day today is. And tomorrow is going to be the solar eclipse. Where will you be? I heard something like they're expecting in South Carolina, They are expecting like 3 million people in one particular area to see the eclipse tomorrow. I can't even imagine what's going to happen to that town for that. Anyway, today is National Radio Day, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad you're here with me and listening to our show. Join into the conversation, 657-383-0732. And it's also National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, National Radio Day, and National Pecan Pie Day. Well, Girl in Town did not have any chocolate pecan pie, but she did visit in the last 2 weeks the Bronx Museum of the Arts. And I was so glad that I had gone in. The exhibition now is Bronx Calling, the first or the fourth AIM biennial. It's the fourth cycle, Bronx Calling, and it's featuring the work of 72 emerging artists from the 2016 and 2017 classes of the Bronx Museum's Artists in the Marketplace program, AIM, A-I-M. And AIM provides professional development resources to emerging artists living and working in the New York metropolitan area. And the exhibition is organized by Ailet Oida Jaquin, the Associate Curator of Contemporary Art, and the National Museum of Fine Arts, Havana, and the Bronx Museum's Christina Licata, Director of Community and Public Programs, and Heather Ray's Independent Curator. I had such a great time. The Bronx Museum of the Arts is on a grand concourse, I believe at about 166th Street in the Bronx, and it is a lovely afternoon to spend. There's a little cafe there. One of the things that I saw was a board. It was actually projected, it was projected poetry. And what you saw on the wall was all of these letters moving around, and they were just sort of floating and flying in the screen. And then they would fly down onto the page and form a poem. You could read it, and then in just a minute or two after it was completed, it would then disperse, and the letters would all fly around again, and then another poem would appear. It was very entertaining. I really enjoyed it, standing there watching a couple of poems form. There were quite a few sculptures. There were some beautiful, beautiful paintings that, you know, I was just so surprised to see some of the perspectives in the Bronx Museum of the Arts. There were, one artist took clothing, a hoodie sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a button-down shirt. There were four, and he coated them or filled them or both with resin, and then they were painted complete white, and they hung on the wall, not like they were on a hanger, but it literally looked like there was a body inside them, but there was no body. It was just the shirts. And just the way that they presented was just sort of fascinating. It was evocative in thinking about the people that were missing from the shirt that held their body. It was just fascinating. Some of the sculptures were really very interesting, and I want to go back and spend a little bit more time. And there was an artist, and I don't have her name, but she had done some floating sculptures that look like it's with wire, and it's not with wire. It's actually her hair. And one of them is of it looks like a head, you know, a face with closed eyes and the head. It's not a skull, but a face, like a sleeping face and head. And the other was just sort of a free-form woven sculpture, and both of them were under an acrylic case so that they couldn't be disturbed, and they were just fascinating to look at. So visit the Bronx Museum of the Arts on Grand Concourse, and I believe it's 166th Street in the Bronx. I believe they open after 11 o'clock every day, so don't get there at 9 a.m. and really spend the day and go there and then go and finish off and have dinner and on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. You won't regret it. The food is just incredible, and it doesn't even matter where you go. If you go to Dominic's, make sure you have cash. It's family style place. You won't get a check. He'll just give you a number and you pay him in cash. If you go to Roberto's, it's a little on the pricey side, but the food is excellent. I think it's, I want to say it's Sona, also in that area, and the food is incredible. So really, make a day of it. Go to the Bronx Museum of the Arts, like Girl in Town did, and go and enjoy some of the fascinating perspectives of the artists from the New York metropolitan area displayed there, and then finish off at Arthur Avenue and have a great dinner. Girl in Town is around. She also visited Long Island to go to a fundraiser for My Best Friend, like we're talking about posses and friends and strong relationships. My best friend, Kim Noren, is going to be doing the Avon 39 Walk for Breast Cancer in October. And a couple of weeks ago, she had a fundraiser where she hired a psychic. Her name was Sandy. And Sandy walked around the room. There were 100 people there. And she walked around the room picking up the signals and vibrations of people who have already passed on. She is a psychic medium. And there are quite a few people who receive messages from those that have passed on that they loved. And there was some comfort and there was some good messages and conversations at that psychic night. So that's another interesting thing that Girl in Town has done, and that has a direct relationship to my best friend, Kim. I have a couple of best friends, more than one, and you know what? We're close, and we value our relationship, and we make sure that we take care of each other and support each other and our resources for each other because we can rely on each other and have a great time. But what does that do for us? It makes us stronger people. It makes us want to be better people. We can admire each other's qualities and we can help each other when we have shortcomings. When we're going through rough times, we can all be there just to have a laugh and face the facts of what's going on head on and see how we can help each other. It makes us better women. We don't sit around and go through a complaining fest and feel sorry for ourselves. That's not who we are. If any one of us was that type of a person, we wouldn't be hanging around with them. Like-minded people find like-minded friends. Build your posse and put your time and attention into each other. It's important to build relationships that way. And if you don't know where to start, start here at Create New Order Solutions, Lifestyle Strategies, and call in at 657-383-0732 and let's start. Let's begin. In the library recently, I was working on my goals and my dreams, and I was checking off the boxes and giving myself deadlines. That's one way to keep your life in check, is to set a deadline and meet it, no matter what, no matter how tired you think you are, or no matter how much is going on in your life, schedule it and make happen what you need to happen. So I was in the library and I was working and I was in my computer and just really focused and getting things done and cleaning up items that I needed to clean up. Clean up your life. Get rid of the clutter that's hanging around, that's in your way, that is stopping you from starting that next step to bringing you closer to happiness. Whatever that means, bringing you closer to the comfort that will sustain your life, to make you more comfortable, to make you happier, to make you feel better about yourself. Start cleaning up these things that stand in your way. I was doing that in the library, and a woman came in and she sat across the table from me. The library is quite busy one night and there were plenty of empty seats. I don't care. Everybody should sit together. Everybody should sit with people they don't know and say hello and introduce yourself and have conversations with people you don't know. where this woman sat down, and her name was Stella. And Stella was across the table, and I could tell that she was there, and she was just sort of thinking, and she really wanted to have a conversation. So Stella ended up asking me, or she didn't ask at first. What she did was I had stopped doing what I was doing. I stopped typing, and I reached into my backpack to grab a book, my notebook. I keep a notebook at all times. And I went to grab my notebook because I knew there were notes in there, and I wasn't recalling exactly what they said. So when I did that, she observed that there was a break in my concentration. So she exclaimed that she needs to hire a personal assistant. So I looked at her and I said, a personal assistant? She said, yes. Do you know how I can hire a personal assistant? Now, that intrigued me because in a way, I am a personal assistant as a strategist and organizer, a person who solves your problems, a person who calls me to come in because there's some project that needs to be managed and executed. That's what I do. I bring you the solutions to what you can address for whatever reason. You don't have the knowledge to do it. You don't have the time to do it. You don't have the power to do it. You don't have the resources to do it. Whatever the case may be, you just call Jennifer and here she is. She'll take care of it, project manage it, right all the way through. It's, in a way, a personal assistance. It's a service to provide you with a system. So I looked at her and I said, I don't know how to hire a personal assistant, but, you know, you would place an ad or whatnot. But I said, are you in business? I said that, you know, why do you need a personal assistant? And she goes, oh, well, to get me to the other side. I said, the other side? She said, yes. I said, the other side of what? She explained to me that she needed to get to the other side of her life. And I thought about this and I said, the other side of your life? I said, what's wrong with the side of your life that you're on? She explained that she's had some major changes in her life and she doesn't know how to get to the other side of those changes. So I looked at her and I explained what I did. I said to her, you know, I introduced myself and I told her what I did for a living. And I explained that it was something I could help her with, to call into the show. Go online, call up the show, or just call in at 8 o'clock, between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on any Sunday night. I said, give a call. You can ask for free, and you can get started. You call every week if you want, but take the first step. She said, well, I'd like to hire you. She said, but I'm sure it costs money. I said, it does. Everything has a fee attached to it. And she asked me how much. And I told her she needs to call first and we need to have a conversation on the phone. So I gave her my card with my business number. Have I heard from her? No. To be honest with you, I'll hear from her a few months from now. Generally, it takes 3 months to 3 years for people to really make the commitment to themselves. They'll try to do it on their own, and they will succeed in many ways. But in some ways, they may not. And if they don't, and they take the hand I'm willing to give them, they make the call. And then we can work on bite-sized pieces. That's what we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio. We're developing the strategies for you to no longer be a hot mess, for you to take control of your life and create your life. Live your dream. You work step by step to live your dream. What are your expectations? What are the expectations of your life? I'm never going to be an adorable 5'5" dainty woman. That's not who I am. I'm almost 5'7". I wear a size 6. All right, fine, a size 8 at the moment, but I'll be back in my 6. And I wear a size 6. And I have curves. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm never going to be this dainty little ballerina type, right? But I can be a ballerina because I can be anything I want. But I accept myself for who I am. I accept my body type. I accept my hair color, my eye color, my height. I accept being strong and I accept being fit. I accept who I am. So once you do that, make the most of who you are. dress to fit your body type, not what you think you want to look like. Wear your hair workable in a way that your hair works. My hair is my hair. I finally learned to stop fighting with it, and it looks better than it ever did because I let it do what it's supposed to do, but I groom it so I feel comfortable, I feel attractive, and it's managed because my hair can be very unruly. So learn to work with yourself to guide you to the comfort and improved you to put out there into the world. Do you have to wear makeup? No. Wash your face. Maybe throw on a little lip gloss, some moisturizer, so that your skin is conditioned and healthy. Be healthy. Radiate from the inside out. Be healthy and make that choice. That's cleaning up your life. It's not just about your environment. It's about the clutter between your ears. That has to be cleaned up in order for you to be the strong you, the person that's content in your own skin. Then your dreams begin. If you're comfortable with yourself and you're not worried about that anymore, then achieving your dreams can happen. Do you have financial messes to clean up in your life? Do you have bad credit? Do you have no savings? For whatever reason, do you need to improve your job? Do you need to improve your performance in your job? Do you want to be doing something else? Clean this up. Get to a place where everything is simple. Everything is simple, so it gives you time to focus on what you want. Financial messes sometimes bring us a heck of a lot of stress in our lives, and they seem to be the most difficult for people to manage and combat. Take little steps. Start saving every single dime. Start making sure you're not overspending. Start making sure you're using the food that you buy instead of throwing out waste. It's important that you get control of these things to make your life simple. Clean it up, get rid of the clutter, and watch how hot you become instead of being a hot mess. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Solutions Radio. And again, the number is 657-383-0732 to call in and to join the conversation, to start cleaning out your life if you are a hot mess. Are you a hot mess? Well, with that, I see that Susan's on the line. We're coming up on the last 7 minutes of the program. We're going to say hello to Susan and find out what her interpretation of a hot mess is and what somebody should do if they are one. Is that you, Susan?
I just got home.
You just
so
got home.
So what did you say, a hot mess?
Yes, a hot mess. What's a hot mess?
A hot mess.
You never heard this?
No.
Okay, well,
no, is it?
I'm going to
tell
you right
now. It must be a mess that's really a mess.
I'm going to tell you right now, you are not a hot mess.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, so here's a hot mess. The definition of a hot mess is a person or a thing that is spectacularly unsuccessful or disordered, especially one that is a source of peculiar fascination.
Peculiar
so,
what?
Fascination.
Fascination?
Yes.
Wow, interesting.
That's the definition of a hot mess. Now, how I describe a hot mess, and I've been a little critical tonight, Susan, I describe a hot mess as a person who appears in public and does not comb their hair or wears pajamas while they're shopping or perhaps is sloppy when they go out in public. That's a hot mess.
Well, sloppy I could see, but I have never seen someone out in their pajamas unless they were an escapee from an asylum or something.
You and I think that way, but I can't tell you how many times I see people come into a supermarket or to a clothing store and they are in their pajamas shopping. And they look like they just rolled out of bed. And the fascinating thing about them, this is what's peculiarly fascinating, is they have acrylic nails and a designer handbag.
Well, that's very interesting, yes.
It's
really interesting.
So the conversation tonight are you a hot mess, and are you going to take control of your life and clean that mess up so that what the world perceives is the person you really are underneath all that?
Does that person know that he's a hot mess?
Well, that's always an interesting question, right? Sometimes they might know, sometimes they might not. In a million years would be described as a hot mess.
Say it again?
You would never be described as a hot mess. You always.
Oh, my God. I have two rules in my house. Do you know what my rules are when I leave my bedroom in the morning?
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Never break. I never break, even if I'm staying home. And one is to make my bed.
Right.
And the other is make my face.
There you go.
And whatever goes with it.
You know what? You make your face and you do wear makeup, right? And I'm not suggesting that everybody has to wear makeup, but you know what? Wash your face, you know, and put some moisturizer on it. You know, take care of yourself. You know, don't just leave it to chance, you know?
So making my face really, what I should say, make myself, which is to put myself, like you say, comb your hair, you know, wash your face, get dressed, you know, appropriately and nicely, and makes me feel great. You know, like someone stopped me in Trader Joe's recently, and she said, "I noticed that you always wear jewelry to match with what you're wearing, even if it's like casual." She said, "Why do you do that? I really love seeing it, but why do you do that?" I said, "Because my entire life is a painting. My food is a painting, the way it looks on the plate. I'm a painting to myself, and I complete it, you know, so that, you know, it satisfies me. Everything is, and my room is a paint, my bed is a painting." I won't say the rest of my room is meeting these rules, but I'm working on it. But, you know, it makes you feel good about yourself, you know? You really have to feel good about yourself to go out in the world. And going out in pajamas, you know, or your hair not combed or washed is, you know, self-esteem really doesn't help you to, you know, get through life in a positive way.
But you do it for yourself, right? I mean, this is what...
Absolutely for myself.
And the benefits, by doing it for yourself, the benefits are that you feel better, you feel stronger and more confident, but then you show that to other people, which then in turn results in other people having the confidence to talk to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now, it just sort of opens you up. So we are coming up on the end of the show. We have 2 minutes left. So tell me something that you've done in the last couple of weeks that's interesting.
What I've done. I've done something at work that created a very nice effect. And I thought to myself, you know, so many times people don't know detail, and they don't, you know, words are different than visual. So you know that we do facials, and we offer that to our customers. And half the time they don't know where it is and why it is and how it is. So what I've been doing in the last couple of days is when I finish with, you know, the sale or whatever, or the conversation, I walk them to the facial room and show them what we have. It's quite amazing. It's a beautiful facial room. It's you know, there's essential oils, and there's three different ones, and it's a spa situation, you know. And everybody says, "Oh my goodness, I never knew this was." I said, "Well, people have said, would you like to come to a facial? What did you think?" and many of them thought it was just at the counter, you know. So
right.
Visual is really important. Visual things to people, really important, I think, in every different way.
Well, with
yeah.
that's the point. If you're a hot mess visually, you need to improve it. And we have 26 seconds. Susan, I'm glad you joined us tonight and got on. And this is Jennifer Ryan and Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Always call in between 8 and 9 p.m. on Sunday nights at 657-0732. Thanks for joining us. This is Jennifer. Good night.